News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A partial mistrial declared in the trial of Ronald Disher. Disher is the 72-year-old Almond man who was accused of being a party to felony Social Security fraud, plus a couple of charges stemming from an incident where he brandished a metal object as a weapon when sheriff's deputies and Social Security agents came to speak to him and his wife, Dolores. District Attorney Louis Malevsky Jr. said he respects the jury's decision and he's pleased with the conviction on two of five charges.
He was held accountable for his actions toward law enforcement officers who put their lives in danger every day, and that the actions that he did, threatening their safety with a dangerous weapon, that he was found guilty of that.
Ronald Disher found guilty of disorderly conduct and recklessly endangering safety from that incident. Judge Thomas Fluegar declared that mistrial just before 5 o'clock Friday and discharged the seven men, six women that made up the jury, plus one alternate. A sentencing date has not yet been set for Ronald Disher. The Keystone Pipeline supporters are getting some good news today. The politically fraught XL pipeline got a major boost when a State Department review of the project found no major red flags in the project's environmental impact study. TransCanada, the company spearheading the project, welcomed the results of that report. CEO Russ Girling said they hope the United States government moves quickly now to approve it.
The case for Keystone XL, in our view, both pre and post this report, is as strong as ever. All of our customers continue to support it. The states along the route have approved it, and we are ready, willing, and wanting to put 9,000 American men and women to work as quickly as we can.
The proposal would build more than 1,000 miles of pipeline to transport crude oil from the northwestern Canada area to refineries in the Gulf Coast. But opponents of the project say it could pose a significant danger to surrounding areas. President Obama has already indicated he would reject the proposal if it contributed to carbon pollution. The start of the new year has a lot of parents seen double at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Three sets of twins born there in the past 4 days, and a fourth set born the same place earlier this month. Hospital said they only get about 9 to 10 sets of twins per year on a normal year. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Increasing clouds and a low of 8 below zero with light and variable wind. Saturday, mostly cloudy. There's a 50% chance of snow, maybe up to an inch possible, especially south of Marathon County. High 16 degrees. Saturday night, decreasing clouds and chilly. Low of 8 below. Mostly sunny, cold again Sunday, a high of 7. And then sunny and still well below normal temperatures Monday, high of 12 degrees. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.